Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about anchors and three specific grounding anchors that can really help you to ease your anxiety. For those of you who aren't familiar with anchors, it's just a reference point that can help support you mentally, and it's usually something that is in your physical world. So we get out of the head a little bit. And so it's something in our external world or reference point that helps to support our mental stability, both in a mindful meditation, but also in life. We can use these anchors throughout our day to bring us back to the present moment, the place that we can actually be making some difference in our lives and to ease our anxiety. When we're in the present moment, we're not worrying, we're not trying to make things be the way we want them to be. We're just in the moment. We're with what is, and we're able to just breathe with that moment. So these anchors can help bring you into the present moment. You can catch your breath in these kinds of places. When we use an anchor, it can bring us back. It's like awareness. You know, in the last episode, I talked about needing something that could help us to remind us to pause. And so we don't maybe have a reminder to pause. We have to catch ourselves. But when you're wandering off, whether it's in your meditation or in your life, you can easily come back by using one of these grounding anchors. This can really ease your anxiety. An anchor can be a sensation. So let's start with this sensation. It could be your breath, the breath coming in and the breath coming out of the nostrils, right? At the tip of your nose can be where you go. When you are lost in your meditation or you catch yourself trying to be controlling or noticing a ruminating thought, you can go to your anchor. So it can be the tip of your nose where the air is moving in and out. It could be your soft Buddha belly rising and falling right there at the belly. Or it could be another sensation in your body. When we become lost in our thoughts, we can use the anchor as our place to return to. You can look at it as like home base. Oh, I'm kind of wandering around here aimlessly. Let me get back to home base and start again. So one of the reasons that having different anchors works is because we are able then to choose what one we want, what will work for us. Because often I've worked with people who, when we talk about doing meditation practice and I bring them to the breath as their anchor, they are uncomfortable with that. And many of you listening may be able to relate to this because the breath may not feel comfortable to you. It may be a place where you are actually struggling right now, a place where your anxiety happens to land. So then we don't want to use the breath. It's not like there is only one way. We can find other things, and there you do have a choice. And that is empowering, right? To know that we can choose what's going to work for us. So nobody chooses to feel anxious and out of sorts and then exhausted, ramped up. And So whatever got you there is irrelevant. What's important is the point that you notice that you're in an anxious moment. You didn't choose consciously to go there, and you're there. It's happened, and it could be for a multitude of different reasons that are maybe in your control, but maybe out of your control, and it's subconscious things that are bubbling up. So it's important, again, that you decide for yourself, take some power here, and decide what you're going to use as an anchor moving forward. So this is, you know, something that you have decided, and you didn't choose to go there, but you can choose where your home base is going to be. So this isn't like I said, one size fits all. There's not one way or one phrase or one grounding anchor that is for everybody. There are many different things. I'm going to discuss some today, but you have a choice, and you can even find your own. If you are not particularly fond of what we come up with today, this is about you having a solid place, a grounding anchor to return to, and choosing your own will make you more apt to go there. It's tailored specifically to you, but we're going to begin with three that I have here, and that's going to be for the breath, the sensations, meaning our senses, and sound. So physical sensations and then sound. So you could even try some of this out as we're talking here, as we're going through this podcast today. You could actually, right here, right now, with me, with your thoughts, with your sensations. Maybe you're using my voice as your anchor because you're listening. Maybe you're using a sensation that we're going to talk about, or the old-fashioned breath. We always can go back to the breath. It's kind of traditional, but there are others that you can use. And I want to talk about those so that you can use them. But I want you to be able to be in a meditative posture when you're playing with these with me here today. Unless, of course, you're driving your car. But if you're in a secure place and you really are not in the middle of doing, if you're a little bit more just being, get yourself relaxed and be alert, again, like in a meditative kind of posture, sitting up straight. And when you're ready, you can actually begin to shift your attention around to these places I'm going to talk about so you can see what might work best for you. Now, remember, the mind is going to wander. Even as I'm talking to you, I'm sure your mind is wandering and you're doing other things. But when you notice that your mind is wandering, gently bring it back to the anchor. What happens is the anchor then begins to take on a significant role in your day. So let's get to those because I'm anxious for you to try them. Now, let's get on to our anchors and what we can use as home base. Like I said, we can use our breath, we can use sensation, and we can use sound. And so let's try it right now. Whenever you feel your mind wandering, bring it back to your anchor. Let's start at first. Let's use a sensation. Find a sensation that's not your breath somewhere on your body. You can feel your hands. You can feel them together if you're holding your hands. You can feel your hand on your knee, on your clothing. And you could also use your bottom. You can use your bottom on the chair, how you feel that. You can use your feet. Feet are very commonly used. Feel your feet on the floor, in your shoes. That's a great place to use as a grounding anchor. And just notice what it feels like right now to bring your attention there to your feet or to your hands, somewhere on your body. And just, you can try this during your meditation tonight. I hope that you would try this to actually find the one that works for you. You may even find it right here, right now. You might say, I don't really like that. that sensation one. So let's move now and go to bring our attention back. Again, bring it gently back into our body and try the sound. See if you can pick a sound. Now, it may be just my voice. You may notice that you trail off and then you come back to my voice. Or maybe it is a sound in your home that you can use. Traditionally, we used a bell. The sound of a bell, the sound of a really good bell, will have a long ring to it, and you can actually follow it as it goes out, and you can notice it. Now, if you want to use sound as an anchor, you can just have the experience of hearing sounds in your environment. I have many sounds in my environment. The wind. I often use the wind, which can actually be also a sensation if I'm outside, because I can be feeling it and I can be hearing it. And it's a wonderful way to bring myself back. And sometimes in our day, we can just use our anchor as a mini meditation, coming back to the anchor and just resting with it, resting on home base just for a few moments. Can really give us a breather to get on with the rest of our day. So there we have the three of them, the sound, the sensation, and the breath. So you can decide if one of these feel best for you. You can feel your body somewhere and make it one that you use it over and over again. You can switch it up in the beginning to see if you like one better than another, but I highly suggest that when you pick one, that you come back to it over and over again, using it over and over again. That's why I like the breath, what's always with us. It's a great place to come back to. But if the breath is uncomfortable, remember you have choice. You can pick a sensation or you can pick a sound. Now, we often have things that are external in our environment that we can also use as anchors or even as meditation temple bells to bring us back to the present moment. You know, whenever I hear a bell, whether it's a chime or a bell or any kind of bell, I bring myself back into my own awareness. And it's kind of cool because there's often bells around and it can remind you. I have a nice bell out on my lanai that I can hear in the wind. And it brings the attention back to the present moment. Now, these are external anchors. Again, you can use your five senses for external anchors. Paying attention to the body might be too much, so you can use something that is more external. And you can have something that you touch. We've talked about touchstones. People use a piece of jewelry for that. If you have a bracelet or a ring that you wear every day, you can use that as your home base. You could use your sense of hearing again, you know, sounds in the environment that are pleasing to you. You can also use seeing. You can have something that you drop your gaze onto. You can look at something. Maybe you have chosen sight as your touchstone and you pick a particular color. So that color could be blue, let's say. Blue is very calming. So you could always be looking for something blue in your environment. Or you could have it be just looking at the fabric of your own clothing. So you can use the sight in many different ways. It can get very specific, or you can just use it as a light gaze, letting your eyes relax a little bit and go into a soft gaze and notice something around you using your sight as your touchstone. So there we go. You could also use taste. It could be your water. It could be the sensation of the water in your mouth. Or finally, you could use the sense of smell. And many people carry your essential oils with them to do this. It can just be the smell of your hand lotion that makes you feel grounded. Many different ways. We may even be doing these things without conscious awareness. So might be that you're already doing this. You may habitually put on the same hand lotion day after day and enjoy the smell of it, and it brings you into the present moment as you're using it. So I hope you can see where this is taking us. It's taking us out of the spinning mind into our body, into our senses, and into our external world that we can see, and having those things be our reminder of the present moment. These are anchors of attention. And when we are in the present moment, we are breathing slower and able to actually let this anxiety calm down. We are actually easing our anxiety by using our grounding anchors. And now for today's quote. But it turns out that people who are grounded and secure don't change much under stress. That's what being grounded means. And that's from Michael Gruber. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.